you're safer and you're wasting my time. Our records all show you were filthy but fine. But they shuttered your stores when you opened the door.
Good evening, this is 91.5 WFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. My name's Sebastian and you're listening to Whom It May Concern. And this is Sealand by Noi from their 1975 album, Noi 75. Great song to open it off. Tonight I'm going to be playing a selection of krautrock, ambient, library music, jazz, lots of stuff. An eclectic mix from this playlist that a bunch of my friends put together last year, and it's got some great stuff, and I'll talk more about it later, but it's going to be mostly stuff from that playlist, so enjoy.
Thank you.
Those last two songs were Moonshake by Can and Oscura Primavera, also by Can. German krautrock band, another krautrock band, Neu and Can. They're both German, like, 70s krautrock bands. Wow, I've said krautrock many more times than I needed to in the past few 30 seconds. Anyways, so, yeah, I wanted to kick it off with some krautrock tunes, and couldn't do it without a few songs by Can. Moonshake, that's from Future Days. It's a cool album. It's got only four songs, but it's, like, 40 minutes long. That's, like, the shortest song, Moonshake. Can is definitely known. They have some very long, stretched-out songs, but that one is of their shorter songs, Moonshake, and I think it's one of their best, personally. And Oscura Primavera is from The Lost Tapes. It's, like, a box set of stuff that was not on their LPs from the 70s. So, yeah, we're going to be taking a shift into some library music now, starting it off with Open Space by Piero Umiliani.
Thank you.
That was Terre et Tiwa by Alan Goraguer. I totally butchered that. Apologies. That's the soundtrack from the Savage Planet or Fantastic Planet, the French animated movie from the 1970s. Very cool film that was actually sampled in Mad Lib's project of Quasimodo, the Unseen. He sampled it on a reel, or no, he sampled it on the song Come On Feet. He actually, this is the song that he sampled in that song, but he actually sampled the movie, I'm pretty sure, like the audio from the movie, because there's like in the scene with this song, there's like the sound of these like marbles falling, because there's like a little alien playing with marbles, and you hear the marbles falling, and Madlib like uses the sound of those marbles to create the sound that sounds kind of like a horse trotting in the song, because it's like a song about, he's like, come on feet. Yeah, before that was Arcade Abali. I totally butchered that as well. I think it's Italian. I think it's a word for like happen or something. But that was also sampled on the Unseen. And both of these songs happen to be kind of like the same, like sort of like library music vibe soundtracks. For those who don't know, library music is a subgenre of music from like the 1970s that was like, all these composers would make basically this kind of like these long soundtracks, that could basically be used for whatever purpose. They weren't like, I don't think they were made for like a certain movie, you know, usually you have like a film score that's for a particular movie, but instead they like created these sounds that would be like kind of like almost like royalty free music from today that basically could just be used for whatever purpose. So yeah, library music. I've got another song It's also a library music tune by Hadaton Salvanini. It's called So. So, yeah, enjoy. Thank you. Did you know that if a fire starts in your home, you only have 2 minutes to safely escape? That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms and test them monthly. You should also develop an escape plan and practice that plan so everyone in your family can get out in less than 2 minutes. A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families, but we can change that. Make your plan today. The American Red Cross has other tools to help keep your family safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more. PSA from Tufts, Medford Tufts Community Radio, WMFO. That last song was Welcome by Brian Eno and Harmonia. It's actually on Spotify. It's Harmonia and Eno 76. The album Tracks and Traces, their only album, a collaboration between Brian Eno and what Wikipedia calls a West German supergroup. So it's got the guitarist from Cluster and the guitarist from Neu, two krautrock bands. I'm not sure who else is on the band, but they did a thing with Brian Eno, this album Tracks and Traces. Really interesting sound, and I love that first song. It's the opener on that album, and it's a really great way to open that album, I would say. And that transitions into a good place to talk about the selection of songs that I'm playing tonight. So they're coming off this playlist that me and a bunch of my friends put together, and we're still actually adding songs to it today. It's called Munk. Don't ask about the title. It's my friend gave it that name, M-U-N-K, not like a monk, M-O-N-K. No, M-U-N-K. Munk. So this playlist, it started with me and my friends went on a trip to my friend's ranch in Southern Oregon, and we had the whole place to ourselves. It was one of our first trips on our own. And one day, we had the whole place to ourselves. And so my friend put on the album Music for Airports by Brian Eno. It's like kind of like one of the first ambient albums ever. And he played that just out loud on the speakers in the house. It was like playing pretty much at full volume. And it was playing for like the entire time. We weren't even like listening to it actively. We were just kind of like doing stuff. We were walking around outside. But he had it on like full volume. And so you could hear the album even when you went outside of the house. And we were in like a very rural, remote area. And so, you know, you would walk outside and there'd be dead silent, except you could hear like the faint ambient music playing from inside the house, which was very interesting. And then after the album ended, the like Spotify radio for the album started playing. And so it started playing all this cool like ambient music, library music, all this other stuff, all the kind of stuff that I'm playing tonight is kind of like, it's taken from that like Spotify radio that generated a bunch of cool songs. So that's the music that I'm playing tonight. And so I'm gonna play a bunch of tunes from Brian Eno after this, because I just love all his stuff. I'm gonna be focused more on his like ambient stuff, because that's kind of what fits in with this playlist. But I've got a bunch of short but sweet songs. I've got Empty Landscape from, I think it's Music for Films 2 or something, More Music for Films or something like that. The title track from Another Green World, my personal favorite album of his and probably one of my favorite albums of all time. And Spider and I, the final track on Before and After Science, which is a really cool record that is kind of still a mix of his earlier, like a kind of sort of glam rock, like singing stuff. You know, half the songs have him singing on it, but then it transitions into this really cool, more peaceful ambient sound that's more like the stuff on Another Green World and his kind of like ambient series. So Empty Landscape, Another Green World, and Spider and I.
spider and I sit watching the sky on a world without sound. We knit a web to catch one tiny fly for our world without sound. We sleep in the morning. We dream of the ship that sails away. We sleep in the morning.
That was Max by the Future Sound of London. And before that, you heard Gold Reagan by Rodelius. Two more little short ambient tunes to kind of continue off of the Brian Eno stuff I was playing. And today, or well now, we are going to take it in a little bit of a jazzier direction, starting it off with Bushfire by Sven Lebayek from the soundtrack to, it's called Inner Space, the lost film music of Sven Lebayek. So, enjoy.
As fire in the night, a theme. big of steam. When I'm flying high, feel like an eagle in the sky. Someone calmly as we
will be.
Soft as the rain, and sweet as the end rain. A star gleaming, bright as fire in the night. A theme. Whenever I think of steam, when I'm flying high like an eagle in the sky. I think of steam. I think of things.
Someone calmly as we will be
summer. Soft as rain,
sweet as the end of pain. A star.
Flying high like an eagle in the sky, I think of steam.
This is Steam by Archie Shepp from Attica Blues, released in 1972. Our time is running out here, but 91.5 FM WMFO, this is Sebastian. You're listening to Whom It May Concern. I've got time for probably about one more song after this. So after this song fades out, you're going to hear Sunday Theme by Alessandro Alessandroni. Thank you, and I will see you in 2 weeks from today.
Do it again. Thank you.